You're listening to the world famous
The Bomb Pod!
Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod, baby! I'm gonna be honest, which is probably the best podcast I've heard in a couple months. Like, sometimes the things he says make sense, but sometimes they don't, and it's okay though, cause he's funny and shit.
I love the Bomb Pod. I listen to it while I'm on the toilet at work hiding from my boss. Listening to the Bomb Pod, hosted by Joda.
Listen, man, you either gotta do the damn thing, or you're not doing the damn thing, but the real question is, what's the damn thing you're gonna do?
Brother, I told you a long time ago, from Hype City, there's only one way up, player, and that's Pipe City.
You gotta plan out. The thing is, if you don't ever do that, you're gonna keep being a fucking loser. You fucking loser, all right? You can't do that no more. It's getting crazy, okay?
Hell, sometimes I don't know either, man. I'm just trying to figure out like everyone else, man. I'm dumb, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here. Boys and girls, thank you for coming back to this episode of The Bomb Pod. I am your host, Joda, and I'm back. I am definitely back. I took some time off. I just didn't have much to say. Plus, I moved into a brand new place last year. So there's a lot going on, a lot to settle, stomach flu, lots of shit, right? Lots of non-fun shit, but lots of eye-opening shit, right? I was talking to Tati, who, shout out for her being my highest listened to episode of last year. Thank you. And we were just going over how last year, January, we were both in New York, I guess on separate trips, and now how different our life is exactly from that trip. We all went different ways, and excuse me, I'm new to this. So even though it's 2020 and people want to make resolutions and stuff like that, my year has basically aligned in sort of way, right? I had a kind of a turbulent last year towards the end, but I found great stability now. I found like a much better way to operate. And I feel very, very much in control. And I feel that now I could realistically hit goals that I want to do. Shout out to Demigod Collective, the band. Check out the Demi vlog. It was my most consistent thing I did last year, was put out the Demi vlog. Over 20 episodes already on YouTube. They're on a playlist. Go binge them. Demigod Collective is the music, also on Spotify, iTunes, all that nonsense. Go listen to it. Do me a favor. Help me ascend. Anyways, a new year doesn't mean to have those kinds of resolutions. It's more of a fine-tuning for myself. I know what I fucking want hasn't changed, but now gotta raise the stakes and raise the accountability and do it in a way where it means more. For the responsibility around me, for myself and my peers that I count on, right? Demigod, and Vesper, right? We gotta make this happen. A couple nights ago, we were driving around and we realized no matter what the fuck business we want to do or achieve, you still have to run it. Even if it was making pastelitos or fucking bagels, doing music, making t-shirts, you have to have a specific entrepreneur bone to get that shit done. And now I have to take more responsibility, more accountability, because I wasn't doing it prior. I was fine-tuning my resource pool, but I wasn't leading last year, right? I spent last year trying to discover me, trying to discover the shit I need to do, how to get better, running into lots of walls. And, you know, after that came a few successes, and now comes a better place of stability where I could do more, a lot better, be a lot more efficient with what I'm working on. And I'm loving that. I'm working with the boys from Daily, doing their vlogs. I love this opportunity. I'm loving this new venture that I have for friends that I love to support and people that I love to watch win. I'm doing that for myself. And now it's time to up the ante and to work harder and to really step on that fucking gas pedal. And not because it's 2020. It could be 2021. But I'm not impressed by my last year, man. I'm giving myself last year a C. I don't want to have I don't want to be an average student. I want to excel in my expectations that I know that I can get to. There's a difference between being the ones I know I can get to and being something that I just didn't plan to get. So now, with the help of some tech, I'm able to get a lot more accountability done. A lot more now is under my responsibility and shoulders, and I welcome that responsibility. I'm a big Patriots fan. I know they just lost, but that doesn't take it away. But they have a YouTube series, oddly enough, about called Do Your Job, right? And it's about, this happened after their football nonsense, but literally like the lamest, not the lamest parts, but like the smallest parts of the teams. Like the people who do catering or people who do the logistics for traveling get interviewed. And those motherfuckers sound exactly like Tom Brady. It's the same demeanor, same way of delivery, because they understand it's a part of a team and it's a team effort, right? The equipment guys and the guys cooking the pasta for the fucking rookies feel they're just as important. They even refer to Belichick as coach. So that kind of thing is what I would want to do, is to have that responsibility, raise your stakes, and make sure everyone's doing their job. And however that applies to your life, you should do your fucking job. Doesn't mean the job you make any money off, right? Financial is not the point. But do your, you know, do your due diligence, do your job. Be a better partner, be a better dog owner, be a cleaner person at home. There's a lot of stuff that we can improve on that's daily that has nothing to do with the changing of it. The only reason it happens is because I guess the United States likes to stack holidays at the end of the year, make you fat. And nothing's worse than that week between Christmas and fucking New Year's. You ain't doing shit. Hell, the New Year didn't start for me today because it's the first day I have off in that time. So fucking now is my new time, right? Fuck. So what do I want to achieve with this last year? I'm happy. Last year, dudes, guys and dudettes, we got 2,000 listens. Thank you so much to everybody who did that. Thank you to everybody who also sat with me in the room here in the dim blue lights and went over anything. I'm going to be reopening that opportunity soon. Not sure when I can get a really cool guest in here. But besides that, I'm doing more of the same. I'm trying to be consistent and efficient. Consistent and efficient. That is the goal for this year, boys. I have nothing more to say. Please check out my old episodes. I have a good amount now. Some bonus material. Share this with a friend. Check out again Demigod Collective on YouTube or on IG. And that's been the Bomb Pod Player. I'll catch you later.
Thank you for checking out the Bomb Pod. Make sure you subscribe and share it with someone fucking awesome.